the second of the Ikrim is Achdus HaBoire, which, to look at the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, HaYesoid HaSheini, the second principle of foundation, Achdus HaYisale, Hashem's oneness. V'hu, Shezeh Ilas HaKol, that this first cause that we discussed earlier, who is the cause of everything that existed and that does exist and continues to exist, etc., Echad, he is one. And he points out, Lo Ka'achdus HaMin, not like we would describe something as one type or one species, which is composed of a number of components. Generally, we talk about one thing in either in the physical world or in the conceptual world. Usually, it's one that composes many different, that can be divided up. Lo ka'achdus hasug, or one of the type. Lo ka'davar ha'echad hamurkav, shu mischalek la'achadim rabim, not like one thing which can be divided into many things. Havdil, I don't know if I should even mention it, but you hear, for instance, I don't know if anyone has ever spoken or had any contact with groups like Jews for Jesus, etc. They're not big on campus here, I don't think. So, they'll talk about what they call the triune God, which is like this bizarre triune, right? Like the Marxo-capitalist, the ISIS Catholic Union type thing, right? So there's actually, in one of the debates of the Rishonim, he asked them, how could you talk about there three and there's supposed to be one and Hashem Echad? And they say, well, it's like an egg. It's one egg, but it's got a shell and the white and the yolk, right? And that is true. That is one egg, but that's not an absolute oneness because that can be subdivided. V'lo echad kegufa pashut shu echad b'mispar. And also not like a mathematical one, which can also be divided. Ela, hu yisale echad, he is one. There are mekubalim who would actually say that he is oneness. That is, I mean, it's hard to define, but you know that achdus shein achdus kamo b'shum panim, a oneness of which there is no oneness like him in any other way. As it happens, this particular, not all the Ikrim are, but this particular Ikr is a mitzvah sase. Right? There's a mitzvah sase to believe in Hashem. There's a mitzvah sase to believe that Hashem is one. Right? So in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is the second mitzvah, Achdus Hashem, and it's one of the six mitzvahs Tzmidiyos, the Mishnah Berurah lists at the very beginning there. And here in the Mishnah Torah, the way he puts it in the Mishnah Torah, Chamishahem Hanikroi Minim, as you remember, there were three categories. Right, there were the minim, which people, the denial of Hashem himself, or aspect, apikoros, which is denial of Hashem's connection to the world, and a mumar, which is a switching of the religion. So he says, ha'oymer she'ein sham eloha ve'ein lo'olam manhig, one who says there is no God and there's no one running the world. So that was the first principle. Ha'oymer she'yesh sham manhig, there is a ruler, aval hein shnayim ayoyseh, but there are two or more. Ha'oymer she'yesh sham ribon echad aval shu gufa baltmuna, etc. We'll get to that. Okay, so, and this idea that the oneness of Hashem is a unique oneness, right? That is, and when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, one of the meanings of that is when it says, if it would mean by that pasuk that there's only one God, then it should have said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Ein Hashem Ela Echad, or there's Yachid. The Echad is saying that he is a oneness which is absolutely unique. There are other psukim that talk about the fact that there's only one God, right? Einod milvado, and so on and so forth, right? But we'll talk about that further. But this pasuk is saying that there's a unique oneness here, and like in Yigdal, echad vein yachid ki yichudoi, right? That he is one, and there is no oneness like his oneness. Ne'elam v'gam ein soif l'achdusoi. He is hidden from us, and there's no end to the to his achdus, as we mentioned before. Ilu yadativ hayitiv. If I'd know him, I'd be him. Okay. So, and Rashi, the way Rashi puts it in the pasuk Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, right? That Shehu Elokeinu Ata Velo Elokei Umois Oivdei Elilim Hu Asid Li Yois Hashem Echad. This is fascinating. When we say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, it's interesting. Do we often think that part of this is really a tefillah, or a hope that Hashem will be the will have a relationship with the entire planet? It's a very interesting, because you know, usually when we think of Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, we're very, very much focused on Klal Yisrael, which is fair enough, right? But that's what we're focused. Rashi is saying, Hashem, who is our God now, V'loya l'kaya umois, it's not really because they worship idols. V'hu asid liyois Hashem echad. He will be the only or the one God. Shenema ki az efochel amim safa brura. Likra kulam b'shem. I'll turn to nations of pure language to all call in the name of Hashem. V'nema v'haya b'yomahu yiyah Hashem echad Hashem echad. So,
I mean, isn't this Rashi not congruent with what we've been saying until now?
A little. You're right. I mean, he seems to be understanding that Hashem Echad is the only God. So I would say that it's also true. In other words, they're not mutually exclusive. You can say that Hashem Echad, the way it's expressed, is saying that he is a oneness which there is no oneness like him, as the Rambam says. Rashi is also saying that in addition to that, if he is an absolute oneness and there is no oneness like him, that means also he is the one God. Right? And there's an aspiration here. And if you look at our tefillos on Yomim Noroyim, it is interesting that we're not only focused on Klal Yisrael. We do ask, Yesoy Kol Echad Lavdecha, right? Kol Amin Lavdecha, Yatu Shchem Echad Lavdecha, right? And the idea that the entire world should come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very beautiful, tefillah, and it's not the type of thing we normally identify with Shema Yisrael. But part of it is that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one God, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an absolute oneness, then this world should reflect that. And so we discussed, I think, a while back that Klal Yisrael has to reflect that by our unity intra or within Klal Yisrael, but we believe that the whole world should also reflect that by a unity of the world, everyone serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean everyone being Jewish, right? But it means everyone serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's something which we actually express in Shema Yisrael, according to Rashi. I just think, I find that type, I don't know, I find that a little bit interesting because of the fact that my guess is that a lot of Jews committed to Shema Yisrael don't think of it in that term. We are very focused on Israel. There's an interesting machloikas, of course, which is in that might be the source of this, right? So the Gemara in Bechoras, based on the base, says you're not allowed to make a partnership, right, with an akum, with a pagan. You cannot make a business partnership with a pagan. Why? Right, because very often in business partnerships, disputes come up, and in the dispute, he will make an oath. Right, and when he makes an oath, he'll use the name of his pagan god, and it says Lo yishama al picha shem Elohim acherim. You should not yishama mean don't cause to be heard the names of other gods, and therefore by being in this relationship with him and having a business dispute, he'll make an oath in the name of his pagan god, and I am responsible for that, and consequently you can't make a shutfus with him. So Tosfos, right there on the spot, says, well, we do. So you know, they were living in, presumably, Catholic France, he says they make an oath, and we make partnerships with them all the time. So what's going on? And the Ramah quotes this, is in Shulchan Aruch, but where is that Ramah? The Ramah quotes this, and he says that nowadays we are makel. Why are we makel? Why are we lenient? Because here it is. Yesh mekilin. This is basically straight out of the Tosfos. Basi shufusim akusim bezmanazeh. Because ein akusim bezman nishbon b'avodah zarah. They don't make an oath in the name of avodah zarah. They do mention shame of their avodah zarah. He says no. Mikom akum kavanosin loisah shemayim v'aretz. Their intent is the creator of heaven and earth. But they do add something else. So we know that in medieval Christians would make an oath using God plus the names of various saints. There was some type of oath. They even used five saints or whatever it is. I don't know. All right. So he says that is not a problem. There's no lifnei iver there. Why? Dahareina muzharim ala shituf. They are not commanded regarding shituf. Now, shituf means partnership, i.e. God plus. So the question here is, is there a limited pshat in the Tosfos or a more expanded pshat? What I mean by limited pshat is Tosfos saying that it's mutter for them to make a shvua using Hashem plus something else. Tosfos adds, and that the Ramah doesn't quote, Tosfos adds that when they say the names of these kadoshim, they're saints, they don't believe that they're gods. They believe they're holy men, right, or women. right? And that's but he says even so they're not commanded regarding shvuah. So the limited explanation is that when it comes to shvuah, making a shvuah, it's for a Jew it is also to make a shvuah using Hashem plus anything else whatsoever. Because I'm granting, anytime I'm granting equal reality to anything but Hashem, that's a problem. Ein od milvado, so the Maharal says in his Drush on Shabbos Shuvah, ein od milvado means that not only is there no other God other than Hashem, but there is nothing other than Hashem. In other words, he is Metzias. Metzias, as we saw in the first Yesoid, right? Kiyum Bo is within him, so to speak. So Einod Milvado means literally there is nothing else. So as soon as if I'm making a Shvuah, which is a comparison of the reality or truth of my words to the reality or truth of that which I'm making the Shvuah about, and I'm using Hashem plus anything else, that's Shituv, and that's absolutely Osir for a Jew. Maybe Tosfos is saying that's okay for a non-Jew. A Gentile is allowed to take an oath using Hashem, or, and this is the less accepted pshat, is he's saying that it's mutter for a non-Jew to worship Hashem plus something else. That's a little more problematic, right? That doesn't fit in so well with what Rashi is saying, right? But again, most Achronim understand Tosfos as not giving a general heter for a non-Jew to worship Hashem plus something else, but rather worshipping and believing that there's two gods, three gods, four gods. That's definitely Avodah Zorah, right? But making a shvuah using Hashem's name plus a saint, for example, for a non-Jew is mutter, for a Jew that would be osir, right? And that's the idea of shituf. So that's that's a much more limited pshat in the idea. But because of that, I'm guessing that people don't see it as being this idea of Shema Yisrael Shem Echad being something for the non-Jews as well, aside from the fact that the beginning of the Pasuk says Shema Yisrael, right? So that type of tends to focus you on the Jews more, which is understandable. Okay. And by the way, Chazal call this idea of Yichud Hashem Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Right, that's another name for the belief in, or for Achdus and for saying Shema Yisrael, right, is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. So why is that? So interesting, there's a great sefer on the Yud Gimel Ikrim by Yochanan Bechhofer called Evan Ashasiyah. This is a Talmud of Rav Yaakov Weinberg from Neir Yisrael, and it's called Evan Ashasiyah. And excellent sefer using this the shiurim of Rav Weinberg on the Yud Gimel Ikrim. So he points out that every ikar has two components. He says there's a component of it which is the philosophical truth that it expresses, and then there's a what he calls a moral component, meaning how is it mechayev me in terms of my ethics, my morality, my behavior. Right. So there's one thing which is okay. This is a philosophical thing I have to know. And another thing is how is this an obligation in terms of my behavior? So he points out the achdus haboireh is the major moral obligation here. Why? Because if I believe in multiple powers, then there's always, so to speak, an escape. Yeah, this God says that's wrong, but he's the God of day. So tonight, party, right? Or whatever the various issue is, there's always, so to speak, God who can be appeased, and there's always an escape into another location, different state, cross the state line, so to speak, right? So there's different laws. But if there's only one God, right? If there's one power, there's one Hashem, that's a moral, and that might be part of what it means. I've quoted the Gemara here in Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Yoidin Hayu Yisrael Ba'avodah Zorah Shein Ba'mamash. The Jews knew that Avodah Zorah was a bunch of rubbish. Lo Avdu Avodah Zorah Lahati Lehem Arayas Befarhesya. Right. In other words, whether this is conscious or subconscious, right? But it was in order to have a type of a heter, right? Shaya Yitzran Tokfan Al Arayas. They had a Yitzahora for Arayas. Amru Nifroik Kol Ol Torah Maaleinu Va'al Yochichenu Al Arayas. We'll throw off the yoke of Torah from upon us, so no one will be rebuking us about this. We won't have a guilt conscience. Aval Al Avodah Zorah Lo Takfan Yitzran. They had no major desire for Avodah Zorah. The desire was for everything else. Avodah Zorah was the means to permit everything else. This is what Rabbi Chana Wasserman talks about, which we mentioned previously in a Kovetz Marmorim, when he talks about the desire to not believe in Hashem is to provide a moral freedom to do anything you want. So Rav Bechhofer is saying that's actually the Achdus Hashem is really the clincher when it comes to that, because it means that there's no escape. There's one Hashem, what some call ethical monotheism, right? It's one thing to be ethical, but monotheism meaning there's one Hashem and he has demands across the board of which there is no time, place, or situation in which there's an escape from those moral demands. So that's why, one reason at least, this is particular Yesoid is called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Okay, we'll stop here and Be'ezus Hashem, see you tomorrow. You can keep these if you want.